Welcome to Truth Be Told, broadcast brought to you by Brother Edwards, the mail carrier for the Lord. This is a broadcast about truth, about the truth in the kingdom of God. We don't deal with politics here. We deal with the kingdom truth. Everything that we speak about here is about kingdom truth. And we begin today with Leviticus. I also want to begin with an apology for my audience that I've been slowful. I have not been with you for a while. I had not forgotten you, but I have been coming up with some things to share with you. And I've also been on an adventure myself, seeking truth about my very own life, that I may not be hypocritical as I present the message of God. And let me tell you something. When you go on a journey with God to find out about yourself, be ready for a bumpy ride, but it'll be okay. Because as long as God is with you, everything will be okay. Father God in heaven, I pray to you for the forgiveness of our sins, that we may not be hindered, that we may be accepted into thy kingdom, and that our sins will be never remembered any longer. And as we begin to study Leviticus, the way to become acceptable to you, Father, a way that we can be brought back in a right relationship with you and stay that way. Help us to glean from this book, Father, all that we need in order to be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. God seems so far away. If only I could see or hear him. Have you ever felt this way? Struggling with loneliness, burdened by despair, riddled with sin, overwhelmed by problems? Made in God's image, we were created to have a close relationship with him. And when fellowship is broken, we are incomplete. And we need restoration. We need to be restored. Communion with the living God is the essence of worship. You remember in the garden, they got to speak and walk with Jesus every day. So communion with the living God is the essence of worship. It is vital. It touches every core of our lives. And without this communion with God, we wander aimlessly about this world seeking someone or something to cling to. There is no substitute for the living God. Perhaps this is why a whole book of the Bible is dedicated to the worship. After Israel's dramatic exit from Egypt, the nation was camped at the foot of Mount Sinai for 2 years to listen to God's exodus. To listen to his words, to listen to his Exodus plan, his plan to bring you out. Exodus 19 and Numbers 10 will share that with you. It was a time of resting, teaching, building, and meeting with him face to face. Redemption in Exodus is the foundation for cleansing, worship, and service in Leviticus. The overwhelming message of Leviticus is the holiness of God. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Leviticus 19:2. But how can unholy people approach a holy God? The answer is this: sin must be dealt with first. Thus, the opening chapters of Leviticus give detailed instructions for offering sacrifices, which were the active symbols of repentance and obedience. Whether bulls, grain, goats, or sheep, the sacrificial offering had to be perfect, with no defects or bruises. Pictures of the ultimate sacrifice to come. The ultimate sacrifice you and I know all so well is, was, and will always be Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Jesus has come and opened the way to God by giving up his life as the final sacrifice in our place. True worship and oneness with God begin Listen to me. True worship and oneness with God begin as we confess our sin and accept Christ as the only one who can redeem us from sin and help us approach God. Brothers and sisters, the only Savior of the world is Jesus Christ. There's no amount of money or anything else that can save us. In Leviticus, we see the sacrifices and the sacred. The sacrifices of done by the priest and the sacred Day of Atonement, it opened the way for Israelites to come to God. God's people were also to worship him with their lives. We are to be living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Thus we read of purity laws and rules for daily living concerning family, responsibility, sexual conduct, relationships with the world, being worldly. The book of Leviticus will straighten us out so that you and I can serve this holy God. And never forget this. The same God that wrote and spoke and inspired Leviticus is the same God that said the same thing in the New Testament. He gives us the standards for which we are to run our homes by. He gives us a standard on which we should live by. He gives us a standard in which we should love by. The final emphasis in Leviticus is celebration. The book gives instruction for the feast. These were special, regular, and corporate occasions for remembering what God had done, giving thanks to him, and rededicating lives to his service. Brothers and sisters, we're going to touch on all of this in detail. But right now, what we need to understand is that same attitude that he wanted back then. He wants us to remember what he has done. That's why we do communion every time we come together, the Lord's Supper, so that we will remember what he has done for us and that we will give him thanks. There is absolutely nothing wrong with taking communion, which is the juice which represents the blood that was shed on Calvary, and that cracker which represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we ought to do it to remind ourselves what he has done for you and I, where he has brought you and I from. And when we do that, if we have not already done so, you and I should give our lives as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to him, which is your reasonable service. And in Leviticus, he's teaching that, and in Romans, he's teaching that as well. We must not be conformed to this world so that we may become an acceptable offering to God by offering our lives as a perfect salvation, a perfect setting, a perfect place for God to establish his kingdom in you and I. We are the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Leviticus begins also with a look at the burnt offering. The burnt offering, a picture of Christ's atoning sacrifice. The only way to approach God, to become reconciled and acceptable to God. Okay, there is only one way to do this, okay? The burnt offering. Now remember, we're in the book of Leviticus, so we have just left the encampment. We, excuse me, not the encampment, but we've just been brought out of bondage, okay? Remember, we were in Egypt. We were in bondage. And once we were brought out of bondage, we've got to establish the rules for the kingdom of God. The reason this is important, brothers and sisters, and those of you who are seeking after the truth, the reason it is important because there's two living standards. You have kingdom living and you have worldly living. Now, the Bible teaches against worldly living. What is worldly living? Well, it's accepting the things of the world and going along with it, okay? Well, if I'm going to do kingdom living, then I must study the Word of God and take my directives from Him, okay? So we are all about kingdom living. Our kingdom rules don't necessarily make sense to people who are in the world, namely love. We're going to love someone unconditionally. They don't have to be able to give me anything. All I'm going to do is love them because I have been commanded to love. See? So you and I have a different way of living. And you'll see this throughout the Bible. The book of Leviticus is one of those books that is giving instructions, okay? You remember at the foot when the Leviticus priest come down, when Moses came down and he said, all who are for the Lord, come over here, and those who are not, you're going to stay on that other side. Well, the Levites came on over. The Levites came on over, and God blessed them, and they were, his priests. So the name Leviticus represents the Latin form of the Greek name Leviticon. Okay, Leviticon. Forgive me, sometimes that Louisiana get in the way. In Hebrew, the usual way of referring to this is Wanyan. He called a title which identifies the book by its first significant words, okay? The first significant word it said that, and the Lord called unto Moses. The Lord called, okay? So the Lord has called us, okay? He has called us to be his children, to be his people, okay? So the laws which govern the sacrificial offering appear here in two contrasting forms in this section of the Bible, okay? So that you and I will understand the ritual prescriptions are described, how they're to be done. God didn't leave anything to chance. God, not man, determined the way. God appointed a mediator, Moses, to reveal that way, okay? God opened the way for all to seek reconciliation through sacrifice, okay? So he says, the Bible says, and the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. Verse 3, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Verse 5, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest Aaron's son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. 7, and the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priest Aaron's son shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. Verse 9, but his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savior unto the Lord. And we'll stop our reading there, and we'll come back up, and we'll look down to verses 10. We will elaborate just a little bit on those now. God said, God's going to tell us, the reach, okay, he's going to tell the rich how to approach him. You remember? Let's go back over here and look at this. And he shall, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. You must approach God through the sacrifice, which is a symbol of Christ, okay? A male without defect, a symbol of Christ's perfection. The purpose to secure God's acceptance. Brothers and sisters, we have to secure God's acceptance, and the only way to do that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, okay? That is the only way. Well, that sound is something I've added to our podcast. This is now, we're going to shift into the what if mode. I want to close my podcast with a what if every day. What if today is what if we loved unconditionally? What if I loved you the way God loved me and you loved me the way God loved you? And if we did that, the world would be a much better place to live in. Just think about it for a moment. What if we loved everyone the way God loves us all? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You have a blessed day.